Welcome to Eastern Standard, produced by Dynamics Productions with support from the Foundation for Appalachian Kentucky and the Appalachian Impact Fund, working together to promote community collaboration, economic development, and education by increasing charitable giving and philanthropic investments across communities in southeastern Kentucky. I'm Tom Martin, and in this hour, a roadmap for improving public education, an Eastern Kentuckian out there gathering ideas and solutions from other community-minded bright minds from all around the world. The first in a new feature about things you need to know when out in the great outdoors, and a conversation with a Kentucky photographer bringing home images of artists all around the Great Lakes region. First, President Trump justifies his immigration policies with the claim that undocumented immigrants are bringing waves of crime into the United States. Is there a connection between undocumented immigrants and crime? Anna Flagg has pursued that question in her role as senior data reporter for the Marshall Project, a nonprofit organization focused on criminal justice. Armed with a master's in human-computer interaction from the University of British Columbia, Anna has covered NSA surveillance, campaign finance, military spending, and the environment. And she joins us from New York. Thanks for being here, Anna.
Thanks for having me.
So I read your article in the Investigative Reporters and Editors Journal. I was drawn to it by the very provocative title, which is actually a question. It is there a connection between undocumented immigrants and crime rates? And before we get into your findings, going into your study, did you have any preconceived ideas about what the numbers might show?
Well, I didn't know what the data was going to show. I did know that there had been a lot of conversation about immigrants and particularly undocumented immigrants and just a lot of discussion about whether immigrants bring crime into the United States, whether directly by committing more crimes themselves or indirectly by causing pressures on the local environment, such as job competition, things like that. And I just had heard a lot of discussion about that, and I was interested to see, okay, what data is out there and what can the data tell us about crime and immigration, particularly undocumented immigration?
Well, I would have to think that gathering data about undocumented immigrants is pretty challenging. Of course, there's no exact count of unauthorized immigrants in the U.S., just educated guesses out there, estimates. What estimate did you use in your study?
Right, that's correct. There's no exact count. But thanks to this new data release by the Pew Research Center, we were able to get pretty good estimates of undocumented populations broken down by metropolitan statistical area across the country. And they released those estimates for 2007 and 2016, a few weeks before we did our report, and we were just very excited to see that because for the first time, we could look at how those populations have changed at sort of a city level in the last decade or so.
Okay, and you mentioned Pew. Any other resources that you turned to document these rates?
Well, we looked at the Uniform Crime Reporting Program from the FBI in order to get the crime rates data that we used in our analysis. So this project was sort of a combination of those two data sets, the Pew undocumented population and the FBI UCR crime data.
Okay, let's get into the study. And the first thing that fascinates me, and contrary to popular claims out there, your analysis found that areas with more unauthorized migration actually have larger drops in crime rates. Were you able to figure out why?
Well, the data shows us what happened. It doesn't explain exactly why. And I will say that our result, I think our result was more that undocumented immigration appears to have no relationship to crime. There did appear to be a slight decrease in areas that had more unauthorized immigration, but it was slight. And so it's kind of, it's unclear, how much that really means. So the result that I have been saying is that undocumented immigration does not increase crime. And if anything, it may actually lower crime.
Breaking it down, when you divide violent crime into the categories of aggravated assault, robbery and murder, and property crime broken down to burglary and larceny, do you see connections to undocumented populations there?
There's no connection for any of the component crime as well. So, you know, as you mentioned, we looked at overall violent crime, we looked at overall property crime, and then we broke each of those down into their component parts of assault, robbery, murder, burglary, and larceny, just to see, is there any effect of undocumented immigration on the overall rates of crime or any particular type of crime? And we found the exact same result for every type of crime, which is that there is no effect on crime.
So how do the results of your analysis compare with other studies on the relationship between undocumented immigration and crime?
These results are pretty consistent with the existing research and the data that we know about undocumented immigration. So it's been shown that undocumented immigrants commit crimes at lower rates than the native-born population. We also know that they are less likely to be incarcerated than the native-born population. We've seen that on a state level, undocumented immigration does not increase violent crime. And in our kind of latest analysis, what we're doing is narrowing it down to a more local level, which is the level of a city and its surrounding parts or a metropolitan statistical area, and showing that when undocumented immigrants move to an area, they do not increase the crime rates.
How many MSAs are you looking at?
There was about 180 MSAs that were documented in the Pew release, so that's what we looked at.
Okay, and you report that your preliminary findings indicate that other socioeconomic factors predict higher rates of different types of crime, while undocumented immigration populations don't. What are those indicators for higher crime rates?
That part of the article was some of the preliminary interviews that we had done with some academic researchers that are working on similar research right now. And they have not published that study yet, but they're a good way into their research and they're finding some initial findings. And so what they told me is that their analysis suggests that things like unemployment rates, housing instability, and other sorts of measures of economic hardship will all predict higher rates of different types of crime, and undocumented immigrant populations are not associated with that.
So, Anna, after you've had time to digest and to process the information that you discovered in your analysis, what's your conclusion about undocumented immigrants and crime in America?
Well, my conclusion is that undocumented immigrants do not increase crime in America. And, you know, I guess what I would say, looking at the rhetoric that we hear about immigrant criminality and all these kind of faulty ideas that immigration increases crime, is that, you know, we all want crime to go down, right? But to do that, we need to be investing in evidence-based crime prevention strategies that actually have a chance of working. And cracking down on immigration or undocumented immigration is not going to do that.
Anna Flagg, she's senior data reporter for the Marshall Project in New York, and we thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Up next,
the trend data really demonstrates our expertise at preparing people to be creative, to be problem solvers, to be hard workers, and to go somewhere else and help that community improve.
Jeff Hawkins, director of the Kentucky Valley Educational Cooperative, on his organization's strategy for a change of direction in Eastern Kentucky education.
What we want to do is flip that script and reverse it so that the brain drain is no longer ongoing, but to be able to create a diversity of employment opportunities where we are and take advantage of the assets that we have.
Hawkins is joined in the studio by Magoffin County School Superintendent Scott Helton. They have a plan and a call to action for the improvement of public education in Kentucky, and they're here to share the details. I'm Tom Martin, and you're listening to Eastern Standard on WEKU.
Major support for Eastern Standard on WEKU is provided by the law firm Hicks & Funson. Kentucky lawyers Josh Hicks, Greg Funson, and Shannon Church provide legal advice and representation in the areas of personal injury, catastrophic accident, and immigration law. More information at 859-777-7000. Would you like to listen again to this Eastern Standard or other past episodes? You can find them online at weku.fm or the WEKU mobile app. Do you have a news tip, a comment, or a question for Eastern Standard? Leave a message at 859-622-WEKU. It could be used in a future show. Now back to Eastern Standard with Tom Martin.